Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Hey, Ma, there's crumbs in the butter.
I know. Beaver ate early. You didn't drink your coffee.
It's too hot. I'll drink it when I get home tonight. Bye.
Bye, Dad.
Bye.
Boy, if there's anything I hate, it's crumbs in the butter.
Hey, Mom, can I have a cord to get a new notebook for school? Or I might be in big trouble.
But I don't have it, Beaver.
Maybe it can catch your father. He's just leaving.
Hey, Dave, you got crumbs in the butter.
Well, it must have happened when I dropped it on the floor.
Get you some more butter.
Dad! Oh, Dad!
Yeah, what is it, Beaver?
Can I have a quarter to get a new notebook or I'm going to be in big trouble?
Well, I'm sorry, Beav. I'm in a big hurry this morning. You ask your mother.
I already asked her. She said to ask you.
Well, Beaver, I don't have any change.
Gee, Dad, I got to have a quarter or I'm going to get yelled at.
All right, I'll give you this dollar, but you be sure and bring me my change tonight.
Oh, sure, Dad, I'll give you the change.
And don't lose it.
Oh, sure, Dad. And I must have dropped it.
Oh, hi, Beaver.
Hi, Lars.
Did you bring your money to get a notebook?
Yeah, didn't you?
No. I was going to ask my father this morning, but he's not speaking to me.
How come he's not speaking to you?
Last night he caught me eating a piece of pie in bed.
Gee, that's tough, Larry.
But we got to have our notebooks. I'm going to go down and get mine now.
Gee, Beaver, you got a whole dollar. Give me the one of a quarter.
Well, it's not my dollar, Larry. I got to bring home the change.
But gee, Beaver, I get my allowance tomorrow. I'll pay you right back. You don't want to be a mean guy and get me in trouble, do you?
I don't know, Larry.
Look, Beaver, I'll even go down to the school store and buy both our notebooks and bring you back 50 cents change.
Well, okay. Thanks, Larry.
Gee, Larry, where you been? Everybody's gone into class.
Here's your notebook, Beaver.
All right, but where's my 50 cents change?
I don't have it. When I get down there, Mr. Prouty told me I owed him 50 cents from before, and he wouldn't let me buy anything till I paid it. So I had to give him the whole dollar.
But gee, Larry, that's my father's dollar, and I gotta bring home the change.
But gosh, Beaver, I did it for you. I know if you didn't have your notebook, you'd be in big trouble. And I didn't want to say you'd get in big trouble because you're my pal. You're not going to get mad at me for doing you a favor, are you?
No, I guess not.
Say, I gave Beaver a dollar this morning. Did he give you the change?
No, he didn't.
Huh. Beaver! Beaver!
What'd you give him a dollar for?
Needed a quarter for a notebook.
Well, why didn't you give him a quarter?
I didn't have a quarter.
What'd you want, Dad? Beaver's getting ready for bed.
Oh. Well, would you go up and tell him I want my change from this morning?
Sure, Dad. Hey, Beaver!
You know, Ward, Wally's getting to look more and more like my sister.
I'll tell him to get a haircut.
Not his hair. It's his eyes.
You can't do anything about them.
Oh, now, Ward.
Beaver says he doesn't have your change.
Well, you can just go back upstairs and ask him why he doesn't have my change.
Well, gee, Dad, would you mind yelling at him yourself? I've got a lot of homework to do.
Oh. Well, all right. Beaver! Beaver, you come down here!
Now, dear, don't get him crying.
Dear, I'm just going to talk to him like a father.
That's what I mean.
Is he mad?
Yeah, but Mom's in there.
You want something, Dad?
Yes. I want my change.
I don't have it.
Well, why don't you have it, Beaver?
Well, you see, Mom, I was going to buy my notebook with a quarter. But Larry didn't have his quarter, so I loaned him a quarter. And the rest of the dollar got used up because he owed Mr. Potty from before.
Well, Beaver, all I know is you owe me 75 cents. You're supposed to get your movie money tomorrow. Now you're just going to have to do without it.
But, gee, Dad, it's a real neat picture, and all the guys are going.
Well, you say Larry owes you 75 cents. You'll just have to get the money from him if you want to go to the movies.
What if he doesn't have it?
Well, I can't help that, Beaver. You're just going to have to learn not to let people take advantage of you.
Yes, sir. Good night, sir. Good night, Mom.
Good night, Beaver. Dear, maybe I ought to call Larry's mother up and see that he does pay Beaver back.
Uh-uh. Beaver's 10 years old now, and it's time your mother calling days were over.
Hey, did Dad hit you?
No, he just said like I had 75 cents back from Larry.
You'd have been better off if he'd have hit you.
What do you mean, Wally? Larry's my friend. He'll give me the money back.
Did he ever give you back that Boy Scout knife he borrowed?
No, but he had a good excuse.
Yeah, and how about your baseball cap?
Well, he had a good excuse for that, too.
Sure. You know what I'll bet Larry's doing? I'll bet he's over at his house right now thinking up a good excuse for not paying you the 75 cents.
Gee, Wally, a guy can't expect his parents to make him feel bad, but not his own brother.
I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm just telling you what a creep you have for a friend.
Now, there you are, Larry. 75 cents. Now, that's enough for the movies and for a soda afterwards.
But I'm not going to the movies, Mom.
But I thought you'd been waiting all week to see that picture.
Yeah, I know, Mom. But I'm going over to pay Beaver back the 75 cents that I owe him.
Larry, you borrowed money. I told you not to borrow money. Now, why in the world do you owe Beaver 75 cents?
Gee, Mom, this is Saturday. Can't I just have one day in the week when I don't get hollered at?
Oh, all right. But if your father was home, he wouldn't care whether it was Saturday or not.
You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all.
Hello?
Hello, Beaver?
Oh, just a minute, Larry, and I'll get him for you. Beaver, it's for you.
Okay, Mom.
It's Larry.
Thanks, Mom. Hello?
Hello, Beaver? I get the 75 cents, and I'm coming right over to pay you back. So if you're going anywhere, stay there.
Oh, sure, Larry. Mom, Larry's coming over to pay me my 75 cents so I can go to the movies.
Fine.
Dad! Larry's coming over to pay me my 75 cents so I can go to the movies.
Oh, great.
Larry's coming over to pay me my 75 cents so I can go to the movies.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see the dough.
You always take the sweetest rose.
You're dead, Larry.
Fall down. I got my new pants on. I'm not allowed to fall down.
Oh. Hey, you going to the movies this afternoon?
Nah. I gotta pay Beaver back what I owe him from borrowing off him in school. Then I won't have any money.
Boy, you're going to miss a neat movie. It's all about this professor guy who makes a mechanical man and who robs banks for him and everything.
No fooling.
It's got two television cameras for eyes. And later on, it falls in love with the professor's girlfriend and starts killing people all over the place.
Boy, oh boy.
You can eat over at my house for free, and then we can go to the picture.
Yeah? What do you have?
Hamburgers and pie.
Yeah. But I gotta pay Beaver back. What kind of pie?
Apple and ice cream. And then after lunch, we can see the Iron Beam.
Yeah. Yeah. Why should I let that beaver push me around?
Hey, Beav, if Larry double-crossed you, I'll loan you the money to go to the movies.
He didn't double-cross me. He's on his way over to pay me the 75 cents.
Beaver, he was on his way over here an hour ago.
Well, something could have happened to him. His mother might have made him clean his room or take a bath or some other punishment.
Yeah, sure, Beaver. He's your pal.
Boy, what a neat monster.
Hey, what's that box he's sitting on?
That's the UN building.
Can't you see the windows?
Come on, you guys, let's get going.
What's the matter, Larry?
I don't know. I guess it's my conscience. It's kind of bothering me about the beaver.
All right, go ahead. Go over to the beaver's house and pay him the 75 cents. And don't see the monster crunch people up.
Well, I guess it doesn't bother me that much. That's right.
Then after the picture, we can come back here for sodas.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Mundell. I'll tell him to call you as soon as he gets here.
Well, did you find out what was keeping Larry?
No. His mother said he left his house a whole 2 hours ago to come over here.
Well, I wonder what could have happened to him.
Gee, Mom, maybe a lion got loose from the circus and ate him up.
Well, I hardly think so.
Well, then maybe he's got some amnesia in his head, and he's walking around and he doesn't know he's Larry.
Beaver, where do you get such fantastic ideas?
Gee, Mom, you always told me to read stuff.
Beaver! Hey, Beaver!
I'm in here, Dad.
Well, I was just looking at some books.
Well, Beav, I'm sorry about the way Larry let you down this afternoon.
Oh, he didn't let me down. He started over here with the money, and something must have happened to him.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure everything will work out all right. Say, I wonder if you could do me a big favor.
Sure, Dad.
Well, the paper hasn't come yet. How about running down to the drugstore and getting me one?
Okay.
Well, as long as you're there, you might as well get yourself a soda.
Thanks, Dad. Say, Dad, when Larry gets here, tell him I'll be right back.
Yeah, sure, Beef.
Hey, how do they work when the mechanical monster steps on a guy and squooshes him?
They don't squoosh a real guy. They squoosh a double.
They don't squoosh anybody. They do it with trick photographing.
You gonna have another soda, Larry?
No. I already spent up the whole 75 cents.
Boy, that was the neatest movie I ever saw. It had two mad scientists.
Yeah. But one scientist was only pretending he was mad.
Sure, but you didn't get to know that till the end.
Boy, the part I liked was when the monster reached up and grabbed the rocket straight out of the air. That was the neatest thing I ever...
Hi, Beaver.
Hi, Larry.
Well, where you been all day?
Waiting at my house for you to show up.
I was coming over, Beaver, but then I met Gilbert and Whitey, and I had to go to the movies with him. Isn't that right, Whitey?
Search me.
Larry Mundell, you come on outside.
What for, Beaver?
Because I'm going to sock you, that's what for.
Well, you wouldn't sock a guy with a stomach full of soda, would you?
I sure would.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't forget, there's three of us.
I'm not fighting anybody.
Me neither.
Come on, Larry.
I don't have to leave here if I don't want to. And if you start something, you'll get in big trouble with Mr. Peabody.
All right, Larry. Now I know what you are. You're a rat, that's what you are. And I'm never going to speak to you as long as you live, because you're such a big rat.
Okay, Beaver, okay. How do you like that? Beaver calling me a rat.
Yeah, but you know something, Larry? You are kind of a rat.
Well, what's new on the Larry Beaver feud?
Well, Larry called three times, and the first two, Beaver managed to be too busy. And the third time, he said he didn't know anyone named Larry Mondello.
No, Beaver has his point this time. Larry should have paid that money back.
Dear, maybe I ought to call Mrs. Mondello.
Oh, no, I don't think I would if I were you. Just leave the kids alone. They'll work it out somehow. But if the parents try to arbitrate this thing, they'll have to wind up enemies for life.
Well, at least I'm sure Beaver doesn't have any real malicious feelings about Larry.
No.
This ought to fix some hot water.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But drawing it isn't as good as really doing it to him.
Well, I wouldn't really do it to him. But he deserves to have it drawn on him.
And what are you going to do with this?
Well, I was going to send it to Larry to scare him. But now I might send it till he's married and send it to his wife.
You know you're not going to do any of that junk, don't you, Beef?
Yeah, but it's good stuff to think about. Because I didn't get to punch him.
Well, hello, Larry.
How do you do, Mrs. Cleaver?
Won't you come in?
Well, hello, Larry.
How do you do, Mr. Cleaver? I would like to see the Beaver, if you please.
Just a minute, Larry. Beaver!
Well, that's a nice parakeet. Does he talk, Larry?
Only to other birds.
Beaver!
Yes, Dad?
You have company.
Is it real company, or is it that rat, Larry Mondello?
Beaver, you come right down here.
My sister named it Eagle, so it shouldn't be scared of anything.
Oh, well, isn't that clever?
Well, Beaver, Larry's here.
I know he's here.
Well, don't you want to take him up in your room and play?
No.
Can I speak to you alone in private, Beaver?
What for?
Now, Beaver, Larry came all the way over here to see you. At least you can be nice enough to talk to him.
Yes, sir, if you're going to mate me.
Yes, well, outside, fellas. There you go.
Ward, do you think you ought to go out there with them?
June, please.
Hey, Larry, what's all this junk?
Well, this is Eagle. And in here are all my good enemies, my best army men, and my empty CO2 cartridges. And this is my Uncle's sandbank that I can't get open.
Gee, how come you're bringing all that stuff over here?
I'm giving them to you on account I'm going away.
Where are you going? To your grandmother's again?
I'm going to Africa.
Oh.
I'm going to Africa to join the French Foreign Legion.
They don't like kids in the French Foreign Legion.
Well, I'm not going to tell them I'm a kid. I'm going to go out on the desert and get killed. A lot of people that were mean to me and call me a rat are going to be sorry.
No fooling? Did your mother and father give you permission?
I'm not going to ask them. I'm sneaking away tonight and Qinghaiing myself on a boat. And when my mother and father find out, they're going to cry.
Your father's going to cry?
Well, my mother and sister might.
Well, so long, Larry.
Yeah, so long, Beaver. You take good care of all my stuff.
Sure.
You know something, Beaver?
What, Larry?
I wouldn't go and get killed on the desert.
if you promise to be my friend again.
Yeah, well, I guess I could.
Gee, that's neat, Beaver. Could I have my stuff back now?
But how about my 75 cents?
Yeah, sure. My father said I should give it to you.
Thanks, Larry.
That's okay. Hey, you want to go over to my house and mess around?
Yeah, I guess we could. I'll go tell my mother.
Okay. I'll wait here so no one should steal my junk.
Mom! Hey, Dad! Mom!
Yes, Beaver?
Can I go over to Larry's and mess around? And could I stay for lunch?
Well, has Mrs. Mandela asked you?
No. But I think Larry's gonna make her.
Wardy said he'd never speak to Larry again for the rest of his life.
Well, dear, when you're Beaver's age, the rest of your life is seldom more than a few hours.
Then when Larry got in the Foreign Legion, he was gonna go right out in the desert and get shot and die. And everybody was gonna be sorry.
Go on, Beav. You didn't believe that junk, did you?
No. But I figured he must like me a whole lot to make up a story like that.
Boy.
Hey, Wally, what are you doing?
Sit-ups.
What are they?
They're push-ups. Only you do them sitting down. Hey, Beef. Did you ever get your 75 cents back?
Yeah, Larry paid it back.
Well, now, what are you going to do if he comes around next week and asks you for a whole couple of bucks? Are you going to give it to him?
No. I don't think we got enough friendship for a whole $2. We hardly had enough for 75 cents.
Yeah.
Up next, a truly classic episode. Beaver and Larry play an innocent prank on a neighboring youngster, convincing him that the beaver has been transformed into a rock. The boy's devotion to the rock is truly poignant. Don't miss Beaver the Magician, coming up next.
Thank you.